Grace to you and peace in the name of our crucified Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is difficult to imagine a more blasphemous and divisive sounding title than the one we have before us today. God hated Jesus. The mere notion that God could in any way, shape, or form hate his only begotten Son seems ludicrous. After all, as John tells us in his epistle, God is love. Both at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River and at his transfiguration on the mountaintop, God's voice was heard from heaven to call out and proclaim Jesus to be his beloved Son in whom he was well pleased. And so to suggest that God could ever or would ever hate his very own Son appears to be a contradiction of both God's character and God's Word. Throughout this season of Lent, we have been meditating on the seven things that God hates and finds detestable in man, according to Proverbs chapter 6. We have seen God's contempt for man's haughty eyes, his lying tongue, his hands that shed innocent blood, his heart that devises wicked schemes, his feet that are quick to rush into evil, his false witness that pours out lies, and finally, for man as a whole, when he stirs up dissension among his brothers. And in our repentance and in our reflection, we have seen each and every one of these sins within ourselves also. And we have recognized that God's hatred and God's wrath is reserved for us as much as it is for anyone else. It does not lay in wait only for those that we consider to be the worst and the lowest of society. It lays in wait for us. Too often we try to minimize our sin and to dispel its seriousness. But God's law gives us no such pardon. The Scriptures teach us plainly and simply that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And they also clearly teach that the wages of sin is death. There is no denying it, and there is no escaping it. The soul that sins is the soul that shall die. So we are left with the most unthinkable, the most horrific, the most tragic situation possible. God hates sin. God punishes sin. I am a sinner. Therefore, God hates and will punish me. And the punishment prescribed for sin is death. Eternal, tortuous, forever death. Unless God could find some way to spare us from that punishment, a way that would keep his justice intact and his character consistent. Enter Jesus, God's only Son, coming into the picture to become that substituting sacrifice for our sin. Because he lived a perfect human life without any sin against or any transgression of God's commands. God was pleased with his life, and God loved him with all his heart. And since Jesus had no sin of his own for which he needed to be tried and punished for before God, He could therefore take on the punishment reserved and planned for others. Thus, in the greatest demonstration of love ever known, Jesus, who had no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteous and the forgiven of God. He took our place. He endured the wrath of God that was meant for each one of us. He became the hated and the despised and the rejected of God, so that we would become the loved and the accepted and the welcomed of God. Our Old Testament reading today from Isaiah 53 reminds us that He, speaking of Jesus, was stricken and smitten of God, that the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all, and that it was the Lord's will to crush Him and to cause Him to suffer. When Jesus, while on the cross, cried out those words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He was not just venting His frustration at His current circumstance. He was crying out the anguish and the experience of His soul. On that cross, in that suffering, God hated Jesus. But thank God that He did. Because had He not hated and rejected and damned Him in those moments on the cross, He would have hated and damned and rejected us for all eternity. We are forgiven because He was punished. We are saved because He was damned. We are loved because He was hated. No matter how blasphemous and divisive and ludicrous it may sound, it's the reason that we know that someday we will live with God in the eternity of heaven. And it's the reason that we call this sorrowful and this sad day good. For it was on this day, for our sake, to forgive and to save us, that God hated Jesus. To God be the glory. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.